Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The 489th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that is U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head on over to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're brought to you by the SGPN merch store, 15% off everything when you use promo code PLAYOFFS.
Hi-yo, DeGenerinos. Welcome to episode 489 of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. This episode is going out to everyone looking to get sticky with it. People in the Discord know what I'm talking about, maybe. Thank you for coming to the show. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Sticky Jeff Fox, Sticky Chalks Man. I got Sticky Gumby Vreeland with me. Maybe he's not sick anymore. He was sick yesterday. Maybe he's gotten better since then. You think, people? Perhaps. We're going to do the main card, UFC 297. Yesterday, pretty much consensus, except for one fight. Gumby thought we were going to differ on at least three, and we did not. One of them, to be fair, one of them I did flip-flop on because I had a feeling, and I wanted to be on Gumby's side. But today, main card, five-fight main card. You may know it as the pay-per-view portion of the card. We're going to do that, and then we're going to hit you up with locks, dogs, props, parlays, all that fun stuff. Let's see if Gumby feels better or not first. Hello, Mr. Gumby Vreeland, aka Daniel Vreeland.
Negative. Let's just make this work.
He's still sick. Yes. 5 minutes later, still sick.
Yeah, it's almost like we taped these things back to back, and I didn't feel good for the first one.
Well, if you feel sick, then this won't make you feel any sicker. Let's talk about Bellator quickly, Gumby. They named.
How do you know that won't help make me sicker?
PFL versus Bellator, champ versus champ. They announced that card. I can't already forget when it is. It's soon, right? A couple months.
April, I think it was. April.
Okay. Thoughts on the card. You actually said in the Discord you were actually in on it, I thought.
It's a damn good Bellator card.
It is for Bellator. Now, is this going to be for belts or what? What are we doing here?
I guess they got some kind of super fight belt that they're putting between them. It's, you know.
That's what we need, more belts.
Yeah, let's do this as ceremoniously as possible. I don't know what to tell you.
Can they just make it for the PFL belt and get rid of Bellator? How about? How does that sound?
I think that's probably the better move. But no, they're going to keep two promotions open at the same time.
Don't you want to make PFL the big brand name? Don't you want to promote PFL instead of diluting it with another brand name? Like PFL, make it PFL.
Nah, let's keep it around for roughly 2 years before we kill it with a machete. Yeah, exactly. Similar to we did with WEC, Strikeforce.
Yeah. Pride. Never die. It didn't die, and Gumby. WEC never died.
They all died.
Right. They all died. It's true. Tell us about your hat, Gumby. I forgot to ask yesterday. It's a ghost. Did we ever talk about this one before?
No, but it's from that same creative or that creative design collective, the Clink Room. Hey, if anybody from the Clink Room's listening, would love a sponsorship. But this one is themed the Ghost Runner. See what they did there.
Right. Very timely. Yeah. All right. The ghost. Yeah, they should sponsor us for sure. All right. We got enough sponsors right now. No, we don't. We don't have enough sponsors. UFC 297 Gumby pay-per-view. Is this a pay-per-view level fight card for you?
There are two title fights on there.
There are technically two title fights. It's true.
That's really all I'm going to say. I mean, I like Arnold Allen versus Movsar Evloev.
Yeah, I forgot fight. That was on here until
And who doesn't love some action, man?
Who doesn't love some action, man? But do we love him enough to pick him, though, is the question. Against a power bar man who was on your podcast this week.
He was.
Right?
He was, yeah.
We shall see. All right, let's dive into her. Shall we? UFC 297, Scotiabank Arena, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. No longer the home of Pascal Siakam. I broke that news. I was the first to break it on the podcast yesterday. This is happening Saturday night, 10 p.m. is the pay-per-view main card portion, which is what we're diving into now. If you want to hear the prelims, go back an episode to yesterday's show. It was an amazing show. All right, we're starting kicking things off with featherweights, the aforementioned featherweight belt between Arnold Allen and Movsar Evloev. Let's start with scrolling up. First of all, we're going to start with scrolling up on the spreadsheet, and then I believe we're going to start with Arnold Allen, the almighty Arnold Allen. Come on, Excel. Here we go. The almighty Arnold Allen is 19-2, 7 knockouts, 4 submissions, never been finished in a fight, 10-1 in the UFC. The one loss came in his last fight. He's fought at lightweight and down at bantamweight, regional champion, 2012 pro MMA debut, an inch height all over Evloev. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.48 strikes per minute. He's at plus 170. Evloev, 17-0, 3 knockouts, 4 submissions, 7-0 in the UFC. He's fed at bantamweight, regional champion, 2014 pro MMA debut. Twitches reach on Allen, striking and active striking stats in his favor. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 1.83 strikes per minute, minus 184. As Gumby said, I kick off the main card. Normally, as Gumby said, this is a good matchup. Definitely two of the top guys in the weight class. Fight, I had to give it some thought here, but I have decided to go with Evloev here. Good enough striker, I think, to handle Allen, and the very solid grappler as well. Basically all around game, as does Allen, but I think Evloev's is a little bit better. So give me Evloev here.
I'm going to go Arnold Allen. I don't think his striking game is better, for the record. I think we just watched him fight Diego Lopes. And Diego Lopes on like what, 2 days notice or 3 days notice or something like that. And I think Lopes took it to him on the feet. You go on MMA decisions, and I think there's like a third of the people scored that fight for Lopes. So you're telling me you fought a guy on 3 days notice. And granted, that win is aged pretty well because Lopes looks like a real prospect, but on like 3 days notice, right? So for me, like, I know that he's looked better as of late, but we're talking about him fighting, you know, next to nobody, if we're being completely honest about Evloev. He fought Diego Lopes when he thought he was supposed to fight Bryce Mitchell, and kind of just rode out a decision and was pretty lucky in his decision in that. And we're talking about Arnold Allen, who went toe-to-toe with Max Holloway. And did he come out looking great in that fight? No, but it's Max freaking Holloway. So, like, of course he's not going to come out looking great in that fight. I think he's sharper on the feet. The big question for me, and I'll be honest, I think we know what this fight looks like a minute in. We get to the 1 minute mark in the first round. I think we will know who's going to win. Maybe it's a live bet spot for a lot of you guys then. Because for me, if Evloev is going to get down on those takedowns, he's going to win this fight. We have not seen Arnold Allen up against somebody who grapples like Evloev does, right? Because he stuffed takedowns from Sadiq Youssef. Do you think it's Sadiq Youssef is a particularly good grappler? No. And like, if you look at most of Allen's recent opponents, it's mostly strikers, right? Like, he's not fighting a lot of grapplers. I think he has the ability to stuff enough of those takedowns and win the striking exchanges, but I think we'll know pretty early on whether or not that's a good read or not.
All right. Excellent breakdown. Whether it's the proper read or not, it's a good breakdown. I'm going to do an ad read, speaking of reads, and then we shall move on. Of course, the top ad read would be DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. The playoffs are not real, though. NFL playoffs are fake, right, Gumby?
They are right now.
They are right now. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. That is not fake. That is real. Do you have any lines? You told us yesterday you like the over-unders on the rounds, right? For the,
yeah,
the scribe.
I will say DK is great at giving you the props as well a lot earlier than a lot of books. You know, a lot of books you sit around and you wait and you sit on your hands waiting for those lines to come out. DK, especially with the main card, is out and at them early. So, yeah, jump on those nice and early.
And we should tell you which ones to jump on at the end of this show. So stick around till then. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SGP. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I deserve.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
For drink after all that. All right, let's move on, shall we? Middleweights now. Are we going to differ again? Let's see. I have a feeling we may. We shall see, though. We got Chris Curtis versus Marc-Andre Barriot, a couple of the best nicknames in the game going out of here. Barriot is, of course, Power Bar. You can find out why he's Power Bar on the Top Turtle MMA podcast this week, but it's disappointing, right?
And yeah, it's mundane.
It's mundane, but regardless, maybe it got lost in translation. Maybe it's funny in French. Gumby.
Maybe.
Possibly. Power Bar, Mr. Barrio, is 16-6 with one no contest, 10 knockouts, one submission. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 5-5 with one no contest in the UFC. He's won 2 straight fights, 3 of 4, and 5 of 7. So he's on a very nice run here. He has failed a drug test fairly recently. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Playoffs is your code to get you 15% off. You definitely want that. Mantle in French is manteau, by the way.
Thank
almost
you.
The same. Thank you. So he has championships on his manteau. Used to fight at light heavyweight. 2014 pro MMA debut. 3 inches height, 3 years younger than Curtis. He's more active landing strikes and has better grappling stats than Curtis. He's got a positive strike differential of 0.73 in the UFC. He's at +167.5. The Action Man, Power Bar versus the Action Man, Chris Curtis. 30-10 with one no contest, 17 knockouts, one submission. He knocked out once, submitted once. 4-2 with one no contest in the UFC. Loss, win, loss, and a no contest have been his last 4 fights. Used to fight at light heavyweight, used to fight at welterweight. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Mantle, correct. He's American, so it is Mantle. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/store. Playoffs is your code. 1-3 in PFL. 1-0 in Contender Series. He was on Contender Series ages ago. Why did Dana White not sign him?
I don't know. Like, that was back
Taylor in the made for the UFC.
Yeah, that was back in the era where he'd sign like one guy. And like, he probably gave the Chris Curtis is already 33 kind of deal. And then didn't sign him.
Yeah, he's been in the UFC forever. But yeah, it took him a long time to get to UFC even after that. Now he's had what? This is his eighth fight in the UFC now. So good for him. 2009 pro MMA debut, 2-0 as a pro boxer, an inch of reach on Barrio. He's been outstruck in UFC by 0.94 strikes per minute, minus 188. You and I are going to differ again, Gumby.
Yeah, because you're going to take Barrio and I'm going to take
Curtis. I am.
Yeah. Yep. I think Chris Curtis is the right kind of guy to beat Marc-Andre Barrio. If you ask me what Barrio's best weapon is, I think it's pretty obvious. It's his cardio. His cardio and his durability. And one of the things that I do like the best about Chris Curtis in general is he doesn't overextend himself in fights where he doesn't have the cardio advantage, right? Like if you want to go back and you want to watch, you know, maybe that fight with Brendan Allen tired himself out. Curtis kind of stayed within himself. Same with thing with Adolfo Vieira. He stayed within himself. Barrio gets hit a lot. But as long as you don't get drawn into those like prolonged exchanges and do something stupid and tire yourself out, generally he's like not the hardest guy in the world to beat. You know, like I don't think he's, you know, he's powerful, but I don't think he's overly sharp on the feet. You know, I'm not scared of his grappling, especially against Chris Curtis, who defended the grappling of Adolfo Vieira. Like I think Curtis, as long as he doesn't get drawn into something insane, is going to beat Marc-Andre Barrio here. So I'll go with Chris Curtis.
Yeah, I'll go with Barrio. I think it's worth a stab at the dog money on his home soil. Good grappler, doesn't rely on grappling very much. Better striker, but less power than Curtis. So pretty even fight, but give me the hometown boy at plus 165. I think he's worth it at plus money. But this was a tough one for me to pick a side on regardless. So, all right. Are we going to the next fight? How long? Yeah, we're going to another fight. We're going to another fight. Welterweights. Neil Magny versus the Canadian Mike Malott. I tell you about Magny first, the Haitian sensation. He's 28-11, 7 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted 6 times, 21-10 in the UFC. Loss over his last 5 fights. So he's due for a win. Used to fight at middleweight, 3-1 in the Ultimate Fighter, 2010 pro MMA debut. 2-inch sight, 7 inches of reach over Malott. He's been outstruck. Oh, sorry. He has outstruck his UFC opponents by 1.05 strikes per minute, plus 310. No respect for the veteran. Malott, proper Mike Malott, 10-1-1, 4 knockouts, 6 submissions. So he finished everyone, and he's been knocked out once. So he owes his rounds. 3-0 in the UFC, 1-0 contender series. He's won 6 straight fights. He's not lost since October 2014. Used to fight at lightweight and featherweight. Regional champion, has missed weight before, 0-0-1 in Bellator, 0-1 in World Series of Fighting, 2011 pro MMA debut, 4 years younger than Magny, more active landing strikes and better grappling stats than Magny. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 1.14 strikes per minute, minus 313 for Malott. This line kind of surprised me. I am going dog. That's going to surprise you probably, right? Neil Magny.
I had a feeling you were going to be Neil Magny.
Big step up. Like this is a real big step up from Lott, unless Magny is totally
from Adam Fugit. From Adam Fugit, yeah, it's a step up from Adam Fugit. Yeah.
A huge step up, even if Magny has fallen off a bit. And Magny's a tough guy to fight. He always seems to be able to suck people into his game plan, and he's huge. So I think he's worth it at plus 310. So let's do it.
Yeah, I don't really like the path to victory here from a Lott. Do you think he's like gonna out wrestle Neil Magny? Like Magny's got pretty good wrestling, right? Like he's at least defensively, yep. Seems like he's got good wrestling. And on the feet, yeah, like Mike Malott's got a whole bunch of power, but like he's going to be fighting against a 7-inch reach disadvantage, and it's not like Magny's one of those tall guys who doesn't know how to use it. You know, you made the big point already, and that's Mike Malott went from fighting Adam Fugit to fighting Neil Magny, and that is, you know, no offense to Adam Fugit because I like the guy. That's a huge step up. That is a massive step up. That is a colossal step up. I don't know that Malott's ready for it. So, yeah, I like the dog money here on Magny as well.
Wow, you're copying me again. You, not again. We were on the same page finally today. So, all right. Magny. We need some of these big dogs come through. All we really need is one of these big dogs come through. I'll accept two. Two dogs come through, and then we're good, right?
That's usually what you need, yeah.
Yeah, that's all you need. All right, Gumby's slowly dying on us here.
I'm fading.
He's fading. All right, I'm going to tell you about Cut. We're gonna get this one done, folks. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. And they have tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Does Mikey Bisping like it there?
Yeah, it sounds like it's. Right? He sounds like he's all about it right now. Michael Bisping.
I know your dogs. I can differ their. I know the difference between their barks now. Look at me. Cut offers lower VIG and fully customizable odds. Create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for a dollar. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. And the rewards is you get your cash back every single time you bet against your friends. Reminder, Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and legal in 40 states. Head to cut.com. Here's the catch. K-U-T-T.com. That's how it's spelled. K-U-T-T.com. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Must be a bear roaming your grounds again, Gumby.
It's something for sure.
Yep. Underdog Fantasy is something as well. Underdog Fantasy is a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football, when it's on. MMA, they got it all. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. Gumby had a Malcolm Gordon pick yesterday. Do you have a pick for us today? A UFC one? Any other sport?
Yeah, I'm going to take the lower than on Brad Katona's significant strikes. I saw those listed 64.5. I think even if he has the type of fight that he wants, which is just dragging Garrett Armfield to the ground all the time, a lot of those strikes won't count as significant. And if it stays on the feet, which is not what he wants, I don't know that he'll land that many. So, give me the lower than on Brad Katona's significant strikes.
There you go. We're fading that Katona boy. Watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. All right, two more fights before Gumby's going to die on us. Women's bantamweight. Thank God. It's for a belt, too. Even better, it's for the vacant women's bantamweight championship. Raquel Pennington versus Mayra Buena Silva. Oh, boy. Joy, oh, bliss. We'll tell you about Rocky Pennington first. She's 15-8. One knockout, four submissions. She's been knocked out once, submitted once. 12-5 in the UFC. She's won five straight fights and 6 of 7. However, she's not fought since January 2023. Let's check the stats on fighters who have sat out at least a year. When they come back, they only win 46% of the time. So keep that in mind, ladies and gents. She's not lost fights since January 2020. That is made easier when you sit out a year. Used to fight at featherweight, has missed weight before. 2-1 The Ultimate Fighter. 1-2 in Invicta. Was regional champion. 2012 pro MMA debut. Inch reach over Bueno Silva. She's outstruck her UFC opponents by 0.68 strikes per minute. She's at plus 145. Chitara is Bueno Silva. 10-2-1 with one no contest, one knockout, 7 submissions. She has never been finished in a fight. Oh, good. We can see a 5-round women's bantamweight title fight, maybe even better. She's 5-2-1 with one no contest in the UFC, 3-0-1 with a no contest in her last fight. That was due to a failed drug test I think she had Ritalin in her system for ADHD, I believe, and she did not declare it. Come on, people. Paperwork. Paperwork, people. Paperwork. Has not officially lost a fight. Actually, that was no contest. She has not lost a fight since October 2021. Used to fight at flyweight. Was regional champion, 3 years younger than Pennington. More active landing strikes and better grappling stats than Pennington. She's outstruck her UFC opponents by 0.55 strikes per minute. Minus 160. Gumby, thrilling women's bantamweight fight. I'll let you make your breakdown first.
So you mentioned this probably going to decision. I feel like it's worth noting, too, that the line has been posted on that negative 105. So if you do think that's going the distance, like that's not a bad line there. I'm going to go Mayra Buena Silva. I think if you watch her fight with Holly Holm, she was actually having some success in the striking and finding the range of Holly Holm, who's, you know, notoriously kind of hard to deal with range-wise because she is so long and she uses so many kicks. But outside of when she was throwing the kicks, Silva found her kind of easy. I know the judges scored the first round for Holly Holm before she wound up ultimately losing that fight. But I actually, you know, if you go back and you watch it, there's a real argument that Mayra Buena Silva landed the more impactful strikes in that. And then you turn around and you give her somebody like Raquel Pennington, who, first of all, doesn't fight long like Holly Holm does. And then on top of that, doesn't really throw the kicks that she would need to deter Mayra Buena Silva from coming in on her. You know, I think she throws like a couple around and that's pretty much it. Most of them low calf kicks, nothing to the body, no side kicks like Holly Holm throws. I think Marvin Buena Silva is just going to kind of overwhelm her on the feet. I think if Rocky gets desperate and starts shooting takedowns, I think Silva could find that neck too. So yeah, give me Marvin Buena Silva here to take the strap.
Find that neck. I'm taking Marvin Buena Silva as well. Just a better fighter. It's hard though. Pennington, somehow she wins, Gumby. She always wins. So I can, that could very easily happen here again, but I think I'm going to take the better fighter and that would be Buena Silva. I don't like that Pennington's been on the shelf for over a year as well. All right. MBS is the pick here. We're taking the favorite and to the main event. This would be a fight night at the Apex main event. Instead, it's a pay-per-view main event for the UFC championship.
If Strickland had lost to Izzy, then yes, this would be that.
Yeah. Yep. But he did not. We got our new champ, Sean Strickland, versus Dricus du Plessis. Five-minute rounds, perhaps, at middleweight. Tell you about DDTP first. That's one of the nicknames for du Plessis. Du Plessis, du Plessis. It's du Plessis, isn't it?
Du Plessis, yeah.
Du Plessis, yes, with the South African accent. Still Knox is a nickname. Or DDP. I figured out what Still Knox is. Okay. Reddit is actually good. Reddit is actually good for something, Gumby. There's a like Nitol type sleeping medication in South Africa called Still Knox, spelled differently. Nice. But yeah, there you go. So it makes sense.
There you go.
He made his, it's, I think the other one's NOX, and he made his KNOCKS. So that kind of like knocks, like he's knocking you to sleep. So makes sense. Makes sense. All right. He's 20-2, 9 knockouts, 10 submissions. He's got more submissions than knockouts. He's such a weird fighter, Gumby. How is that even possible?
He's really good on the mat. I've seen him in a quintet, and he was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he subbed all five of the guys, or no, all four of the guys on the other team, and then drew with the fifth one to wow. End the thing. Like his teammates never got off the bench.
Crazy. All right. He's been knocked out once, submitted once, so he's durable. 6-0 in the UFC, 3 straight finishes, multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get shirts, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Used to fight at welterweight, 2013 pro MMA debut. He's a kickboxing world champion. That's on his mantle too, probably. 3 years younger than Strickland, better striking stats, more active landing strikes, and he's outstruck his UFC opponents by 3.16 strikes per minute, plus 110. Tarzan Strickland. Does anyone call him that anymore? Did anyone ever call him that?
Yeah, when he was new, that was like a well-used nickname. Yeah, but
when he had long hair still or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they've gone away.
Right? American Psycho?
I mean, no, that's Stephen Bonner.
Oh, that's right. Sociopath? American Sociopath.
It's much less intimidating.
The unlikeliest of champions is his nickname, Sean Strickland. He is 28. He is the most unlikely UFC champion currently, right?
Currently? Yes.
Yes.
Nico Montano, otherwise.
Yes. Nico. How about Matt Serra?
No, Nico Montano.
Yeah, it's true. Nico. All right. Strickland, 28-13. 11 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. So very durable. 15-5 in the UFC. He is the champion of the world. He's won 3 straight fights. Before that, he lost 2 straight fights. Right place, right time. And look at him. Used to fight down at welterweight, up at light heavyweight. Was regional champion. 2008 pro MMA debut. He's outstruck his UFC opponents for 1.58 strikes per minute, minus 124. I'm going to take a guy is he good, Gumby? Is DDP good yet? I know he beat Robert Whittaker, but is he good?
Crush Robert Whittaker.
I'm taking DDP.
He decimated Robert Whittaker.
This is, I think, I said in the Discord, it's a 2-outcome fight, Strickland by decision, DDP via knockout, but it's not like Strickland gets himself scorched that often, but I'm not going to
say I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that DDP could win rounds too, because yep. Remember that
DDP's the pick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm picking DDP too, and I will say, you know, for a lot of people, they're like, oh, I'm still worried about the cardio because he gassed out in like one fight early in his UFC span, and I don't think necessarily that that's enough for us to say like he's definitely going to gas out. Is it maybe a concern against Sean Strickland? Yes, but I don't think Sean Strickland's going to get him out of there on that. Also, DDP, as I mentioned, sleepy, good grappling. He's a guy who used to win a lot of the fights on the mat. Hasn't done so much of that in the UFC, but it's there if he needs it. And I don't really like Strickland's grappling, if we're being completely candid. So, yeah, I like Dricus du Plessis here. I could see him winning a decision the same way as Jared Cannonier did. So you'll remember in that fight, Sean Strickland landed way more punches than Cannonier, but Cannonier landed the ones that everybody remembered. I could see Duplessis winning that kind of fight too. So, yeah, I mean, like, give me Duplessis whatever way you like him.
And will Strickland be able to keep a straight face fighting a spaz like this too?
Probably not, but he's mad though. Apparently he's really, really
yeah,
mad.
Which, yeah. Another reason not to pick him too. I try to ignore all that nonsense, but every headline is something about his childhood trauma being made into fodder, but that's the sport we're in. Unfortunately. All right. We are both taking the underdog in the main event. Let's give you a recap of that. One more ad read, and then we will give you our locks, dogs, props, parlays, all that stuff. And Gumby can go crawl into a hole somewhere. Okay. Okay. DDP, we both have Bueno Silva, we both have Magny, he has Curtis, I have Barrio, he has Allen, I have Evloev. All right, the promised ad read is for Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets, revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Start all players for hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And of course, our merch store, 15% off everything. Everything must go in the store now until the end of the month with the code playoffs. Get a cool hat like the one I'm wearing. Get some of our MMA gambling podcast gear, because we are competing against other shows, trying to get a bonus, trying to get that private island. When we do get a private island, we'll invite you all you listeners, we will invite you. And you
if can, there's anything you know about me from being on this show, it's that I love lots of people being around me.
Yeah. We'll have a party. As long as you show us your receipts for buying stuff from our store, you can come to our private island, the Gumby and Chalks Island. All right. Let's do our locks, dogs, props, and parlays. I think I'm the first up this week. My lock is Johan Lainese at minus 148 against Sam Patterson. We talked about it on yesterday's show. If you have a listen already, go back to that. Gumby agreed on that pick. And it all comes down to, it doesn't all come down to, but Gumby's big pet peeve, tall guy, striking defense. Sam Patterson is the poster child for that. So Lainese is the pick.
Yeah, I like that one. I was down between that one, and I'm going to take Malcolm Gordon right off the jump. I don't have any faith in Jimmy Flick. I think Malcolm Gordon keeps his fight standing, beats him up pretty bad. So give me Malcolm Gordon as my lock this week.
All right, Gordon at minus 190. That's lock it in. Okay, my dog I don't have picked out yet. I actually have a few dogs to go with here too. Quite a few. Chalks is no longer Chalky. Give me the nickname and I push him back against you. Am I going to be a coward and take like one of the smallest ones? Probably. That's the way I roll. Give me Garrett Armfield, a dog that Gumby and I both like, at plus 165 against Brad Katona.
That was the one I was going with. Let's go double all down. Right. Garrett Armfield on this one.
All right. Don't let us down. Fade that Canadian. All right. My prop, Moira Bueno Silva by decision plus 330. Raquel Pennington doesn't get finished in fights very often. Very durable. She's been finished twice in 23 pro fights. I don't see her getting submitted, and Bueno Silva doesn't have knockout power. I see this being an ugly 5-round fight because we deserve it for being MMA fans. So MBS via decision plus 330. Very nice number.
I'm gonna take a ghost to decision prop here. I want Mike Malott versus Neil Magny goes to the judges' scorecards. That one's plus 200 to go to the judges' scorecards. You know, if you like Neil Magny, it's not like he's going to finish this fight anyway. It might cost you 100 to not pick Neil Magny and instead to just say it goes to decision. But then you basically safeguard yourself if Malott comes out and, you know, is way faster and just putting it on him, and Magny's durable. So, you know, to get plus 200 on that one, just making it to the judges, I think is a pretty good play.
All right. Gordon, Lainese are the locks. Armfield are the dogs. And Magny, Malott going to decision, and Myra Bueno Silva winning by decision are the props. One more thing, Gumby. Well, yes, actually has to do the sign off too. But he, first of all, he needs to give you his Hungry Man John Superfan Parlay, two fight parlay that will win us mucho money. Go ahead.
Yeah, we hit half of it last week too. We're just missing the Johnny Walker half of it because I snuck a money line in there, and I'm going to sneak a money line in there again on you this week. I'll take Pauliano Viana's money line. If we take that, because again, as we said on yesterday's show, I just think as long as the longer this fight stays on the feet, the worse it is for Jillian Robertson. I think it's going to be on the feet for a substantial portion. I'm going to pair that with Chris Curtis gets a knockout. Chris Curtis by knockout plus 265. So if you put those together, you're going to get 1068.
All right. I think wasn't last week's 1068 as well. It might have been.
I think it was 1054, but yeah, close
all
to
right.
it.
Close. All right. There you go. Viana, money line, Curtis, knockout. Boom. We're out of here. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Discord. We shall be in there talking about the fights. Make sure you get in there and chat with us and say hello, or at the very least, you know, wave, even if you don't want to talk. If you just want to watch, that's fine. Just come and say hi. Twitter, SGPN MMA, at Gumby Vreeland, at Jeff Fox Writer. Also, Jeff Fox Writer on Instagram. Get onto my Substack, moneymma.substack.com. Sign up. Free subscription will get you into the Pick'em contest I run every week, including this week. And check out my top 24 and under fighters for 2024 article, if that makes any sense to you. Me saying that. Gumby's got a Top Turtle MMA podcast, which will be in your feeds now if you are one of the smart people like me and subscribe to it. Who's on it this week? I don't think I asked you yesterday.
We got Malcolm Gordon and Marc-Andre Barrio. So it's a Canadian affair on Top Turtle.
Fantastic. You understood okay with all their accents, those weird Canadian accents, Gumby?
Yeah, they were good. Gordon doesn't even really have one.
No. Excellent. All right. And sportsgamblingpodcast.com, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. They're the three things you need to know. All right, Gumby, you can go die, but first you have to say goodbye to everyone.
All right. I'm Dana Gumby Vreeland. He's the Action Man, Jeff Fox, and we will see you on Sunday.